Shalom, this is Billy Brim of the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we've just come through a weekend of violent storms, tornadoes, and we're looking in the book of Ephesians. That's what we're studying right now. And I particularly wanted to bring out something from that book. Someone wrote, and I wrote it in my Bible, I don't know where I saw this, and didn't put the person's name, so I can't give them credit. But they said, Ephesians is filled with God's purpose for the church and for all creation. Purpose. God has purpose. And in the book of Ephesians, it talks about the purpose of the ages. He has a mystery of the church. And that church is for his divine purpose of the ages. We've been looking at it. Ephesians 3, 9 through 11. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. God's plans are called mysteries. And of course, in Ephesians, it's the mystery of the church. The mystery of the church is the new creation man, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1, 26 and 27. So Paul said that he's called to help men see this great mystery of God, the church, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent. Now here we get to it. God is not purposeless. He is purposeful. He is full of purpose. Now here's God's purpose for the mystery of the church. To the intent that now, N-O-W, in the Greek, noon, now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. He has an eternal purpose. This purpose started eternity, has no beginning, no end. So he's got a purpose without beginning, without end for the church. Here's God's word translation, same verses, Ephesians 3, 9 through 11. Paul writes, he allowed me to explain the way this mystery works. God, who created all things, kept it hidden in the past. He did this so that now, through the church, he could let the rulers and authorities in the heavenlies know his infinite wisdom. This was God's plan for all of history, which he carried out through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Weymouth translation. And to show all men in a clear light what my stewardship is, Paul's stewardship. It is the stewardship of the truth, which from all the ages lay concealed in the mind of God, the creator of all things, concealed in order that the church might now be used to display to the powers and authorities in the heavenly realms the innumerable aspects of God's wisdom. Such was the eternal purpose which he had formed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amplified Bible says, through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities in the heavenly sphere. This is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose which he has realized and carried into effect in the person of Christ Jesus our Lord. Bullinger in the Companion Bible says this phrase, which they have called, translated the eternal purpose, it literally says in the Greek, the purpose of the ages. That means from all the ages past, he planned to put a people right here, right now. It begins now. It began really with Jesus raised from the dead and we were seated with him. That would demonstrate to those principalities and powers the infinite wisdom of God. So when you rebuke a storm, when you rebuke a windstorm or a storm of life, you are bringing about, God is working through you, his eternal purpose of the ages. Now, Hannah reminded me of a story. I'm going to tell it, and we'll let Hannah then talk a bit about it. Brother Philip Halverson was one of the most he prayed on a higher realm than most people I've ever known. You could pray with him, and he'd pray the future, and then you'd hear it on the news weeks, months later. But we came in from a prayer meeting that we had in Houston, Texas, at the Astrodome. He came in. He was weary. He said he lived in Tulsa. He had a house in Tulsa. He had a house in St. Paul. And he put down his suitcase there in the hallway in the Tulsa house, and he just glanced up, and he noticed that the corner of his house had some shingles missing. He went and laid down, and the Lord said to him, "Ask Sister Wilkerson about it. Ask Jeannie Wilkerson about it." And so he then, in the light of day, he saw that his neighbor's roof was just about missing, but he had only a few shingles. And so he called Jeannie, and Jeannie said, "Oh, yes." She said, "The devil came through here a few nights ago. It was his plan to destroy the homes of the believers in Tulsa, but I was watching in the spirit over them, and he wasn't able to." So she was watching over Brother Halverson's house and demonstrating just what the purpose of the ages is, demonstrating to those demonic spirits who brought the storm the power and wisdom of God. So Hannah, what were you talking about that?
I was, I've been studying about the, in the military, they set up watchers and they...
Watchers.
But they have them as sentry. It's S-E-N-T-R-Y.
Mm-hmm. A sentry.
And they are delegated over a certain area to watch, and they have over the certain area, whichever they're... obligated to watch, and they see and notice if anybody's coming in who has something that would alert them that something's going on, that they're supposed to report it to their authority. And that's, you know, like in the spirit, how if you see something that you're watching and the Lord reveals something to you, or in the natural, the weather, that you're supposed to, there's a reason why you're seeing it, and you're supposed to, you know, take your authority over it and pray and yield to the Holy Spirit, you know, but keeping
you
a watch
saying that
over
we have
that
watchers?
Area.
We have watchers in the body of Christ?
Yeah. And that verse in Isaiah 62, I think it says, "Keep not silent."
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "For I have set watchmen upon your wall,"
mm-hmm,
"that
mm-hmm.
will not hold their peace day and night." And mm-hmm. it says, and the Amplified, it says, "They will keep me in remembrance of my promises."
Yes.
That we're supposed to use the word and keep the Lord and remind of the promises in the word, and keeping watch, whatever the situation is that we see.
Keep that word going. I'm thinking of the Sister Wilkerson, oh my, how she could watch in the spirit. But I'm quite sure she, that night as she watched in the spirit now, she's not up on the top of her roof. She's in her house. And she knows, of course, you can tell when tornadoes are blasting through and storms are blasting through, but God reveals to her what's behind this storm. And so she then, I'm sure she reminded the Lord of his word. She reminded him of his blood. She reminded Satan of it. And she performed her duties as a watcher. A watcher in the spirit. So when we, just because we see something's coming, even it can be on the news, on the weather report, you can begin to take your authority in your God-given realm. Now, Sister Wilkerson was very advanced in the Lord. And so I think she probably was assigned a territory to watch over. She could watch over all Tulsa. My son Chip, this was a leap year, the last leap year we had. It was on leap year night, 29th of February. He lived in Branson, Missouri. He now pastors, co-pastors down in Collinsville, Oklahoma, at our church there. But Chip, there came a devastating tornado, and it went a long distance, traveled a long distance on the ground, wiped out much of the main street of Branson, and it was headed straight to his house. He said, "Mom, I was sitting there." He had this book, Authority of the Believer. He had really been studying about this book of Ephesians, which gives us authority. And he had really been studying in this book of Macmillan's. And on page 27 of this book, it says that if you believe that God raised you when he raised Jesus, and if you believe that he seated you at his own right hand, here's what he writes on page 27. Do we believe that God, quote, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? If we do, our reaction to it will be a fervent, Lord, I accept thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my place, my seat in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus at your right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day, that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. In other words, that you would reveal in me to those demon spirits your purpose of the ages. So that thing is headed straight towards Chip's house. Candace is in one part of the house pleading the blood. Chip sat in a chair, because each morning we believe you should sit in a chair and take your authority. He said, "Mom, it was hard." He said the door was just going back and forth. The windows were moving in and out as that tornado came through. And he said, "I was sitting in that chair and I found myself saying out my mouth, not one shingle, not one shingle." The storm was over about 1:30 in the morning. Chip went outside, but you could see. And the houses next door had lost their whole roofs. Across the street from him, Sunfest Market had been terribly damaged. It hadn't opened for months. Roof gone. Roof in other places gone. Chip looked up at his house, not one shingle. Fox News came by. Insurance people came by. And they would use that very phrase. They would say, not one shingle. That's on YouTube. He posted it up on YouTube. You can probably still get it. I guess you can. And he posted that just after he had done it about 1:30 in the morning. So when you take authority, the point right now that we're making is it goes with the purpose of the ages. The purpose of the ages is he wants to demonstrate through you and me to those demon spirits. He wants to demonstrate his own power. We'd be glad to send you this book, The Authority of the Believer, this week as our radio offer, 1-800-972-3447, and just request The Authority of the Believer by Macmillan, Macmillan. You can call us and order that book at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write Post Office Box, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you could enclose a radio offering, that'd be greatly appreciated. We do love you and trust you'll be safe in Him. Shalom.